Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today. I truly appreciate it. This is Rick Rickma, your hard-working mortgage guy with Advisors Mortgage Group. If you would like to contact me, go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Did you like that dramatic pause? Hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And, you know, I wanted to talk about the, hiring a contractor. I went and looked up the 20 tips for finding a contractor. And I have to be very honest here. You know, my wife and I, we waited over 30 years to remodel our kitchen. And most of our main level, we did flooring in our main level, we're redoing our kitchen and redoing our half bath. And if I should have looked up these tips before I did this, because I'm already way down the road. In fact, my cabinets were just set the other day. So, and we're waiting for the countertop to come in. So, you know, we're way down the road and, you know, some of the contractors have worked out phenomenally. My main contractor has already done work for us for other things in the house, so we knew he was going to be great. You know, we were fortunate to get a really good flooring, but we had real trouble with the demolition and finding, you know, somebody who would come in and do the demolition for us so that we could, you know, get everything done as we wanted it. And it just, there's just a lot of stuff. There's a lot of people out there. And then where do you order your cabinets from and doing all that? And, you know, now that we've set our cabinets, it's just amazing the little things that the person who you're working with to get your cabinets, it's very important they know what they're doing, because I'm pretty sure that the person who did it for us is very, very new and missed quite a few things that shouldn't have been missed. But anyway, it's important that you pick out the right contractor and that you pick out, you know, you're picking out the right information. So I looked up and I put together the notes because I think this is very, very important. And it's change is good. So when we're looking at changing our house, this can be good, but when it comes to home remodeling, you know, it can also be intimidating. And I will tell you, I can see that, especially through the process. You go through a lot of different emotions through the process. If you don't do the proper planning, a home remodeling can quickly go off the rails in terms of time and budget, making you wonder just what you were thinking when you decided to install a new roof or replace your worn siding or redo your kitchen. I can tell you, my budget was probably unrealistic to start, but it's over realistic now. So we spent more money than I really expected. It is beautiful, but we did spend more than I had anticipated. It's funny because you watch the remodeling shows on TV, and on those shows, they do a whole house. And I mean, a house that needs everything for $100,000. And I mean, I don't know how they do it, because when you start getting into, and my house is fairly old, we think it's somewhere around 100 years old, although it doesn't look like it's been remodeled before. It's got drywall, but we saw inside it had, you know, the old type walls. So it's about 100 years old. And so it had a lot more work, like to get floors level, things like that. So I know it takes a lot of work to get these old houses, and it just amazes me that they say they can do them. You know, we're going to redo this whole kitchen for $20,000. I don't know how you do that, because I couldn't even get cabinets for $20,000. My kitchen isn't that big. But with that said, I think it is important that you set, you know, your budget. You've got to look at that, and that's important. One of the biggest mistakes homeowners make when they decide to remodel their home or install a new roof is cutting corners on their contractor. As with most things in life, you truly do get what you pay for when it comes to home renovation professionals. I go through this in my, not just for home renovation, but for pretty much everything. It is not 100% accurate, but it is fairly accurate that you do get what you pay for, and it many times is paying a little bit more can actually save you in the long run. So it is important that you hire a very strong, very experienced contractor. We're fortunate that our main contractor is actually doing a little bit more than he would do. And he's very, very good at what he does. At the end of the day, everyone wants to drive up to their dream home. By working with a reliable, experienced contractor, you can ensure your home renovation project stays firmly out of nightmare territory. And that is important because you don't want it in nightmare territory. I will tell you, it's not easy to live through depending on what you're having done. A roof is very noisy for a very short period of time. You get a lot of dirt and things like that, but it's a short period of time. Some of the others are, painting the outside of the house isn't that big, isn't as inconvenient for you as redoing the inside of your house, kitchens, baths, that type of thing. So, and then it depends on how long it takes. Putting new carpet in isn't as big a deal as redoing the entire floor. And changing what you're doing, especially, in an old house. So how do you find a good contractor? Well, so how do you know a contractor is right for the job? So how do you find a good contractor? How do you know they're right for the job? And where should you even begin your search? Here are 20 tips for finding a contractor for your home remodel. Number one, you have to clearly define your home remodeling project. Before you begin, reach out to contractors, have a clear idea. So before you begin reaching out to contractors, have a clear idea of how exactly you want to remodel your home. This may sound obvious, but many homeowners end up hiring contractors and agreeing on a design only to then request changes or additional adjustments after the construction work has already started. Yes, that happens. I spent 11 years with the new home builder, and that happens all the time. It happens on remodel. It happens on building. And it's one of those things, it's hard to think of everything, but a really good contractor, if you have a really good contractor will walk through, all the things like, for instance, on a kitchen remodel, the lighting and what you need in lighting and those type of things. This often results in projects going over budget. So if you fail to really plan and define your remodel, you tend to go over budget. Failing to meet the agreed upon deadlines or even stopping dead in its tracks. Always planning everything in advance so that you don't have to make any changes halfway through the project. So always plan in advance. We planned out our entire kitchen. That was the one thing that we did very well. Everything, the cabinets, where they were going, what we ordered it. We laid it out on paper through a CAD program. Everything was laid out, where the lights were. All that was all done ahead of time, and it does help immensely. It's probably one of the few things that went smoothly, because when you're remodeling, which we'll talk about here later, things don't always go smoothly. There's a lot that changes. Number two, ask homeowners in your neighborhood. This is to find the right contractor. It's always a good idea to ask others for references. You may naturally turn to friends and family members, but why not ask a few neighbors too? Did the family down the street just replace their home's windows? If the end result looks great, ask them who did the work and if they're happy with the final project. Take a drive around your neighborhood and look for homes that have undergone recent upgrades. Most homeowners are happy to share their opinion of contractors, especially if they're pleased with the project. I found both ways. They're very happy to share their opinion if they're pleased or if they're not pleased. It's a little harder when they're so-so, but I think that's the best way to find out is you get there, somebody who's used them, maybe one or two or three people, and you can really get a good read on how that contractor is going to work for you, especially if they've done the same type of work they're going to do for you. So, it's best if you can find somebody who had similar, you're redoing your kitchen, find somebody who's redone their kitchen and who they used. That can be very helpful, which our contractor, we knew people he had redone kitchens for. Number three, look at online reviews. The internet has revolutionized the way consumers shop for products and services, with 81% of people researching online before they buy. Look online to get an idea of what other people have to say about contractors. You'll be able to see wide ranges of opinions from homeowners willing to speak up about the quality of labor, material, and overall workmanship. And I agree with this. I think it's a great way. I tend to go online and look at reviews, but I think you also have to be very, very careful. Sometimes, you know, if a contractor has a, let's say, at a 4.7, 4.8, 4.5 rating, you know, some of those real low ratings may be more of a misunderstanding. And I think especially in home remodeling, there is a very high likelihood of having some misunderstanding and having some dissatisfaction. I know in new construction there always was. You know, you think you lay it all out, you have a great process, but it's several things happen. Number one, as time goes by, our memories are not as clear. It's one of those things that I've learned that you really can't trust your memory. So you know, the memories aren't that clear. And then, you know, expectations can be different, even though they might have been set up front. You know, they just, what you think's going to happen and what happens could be different. But, you know, it's just, so you got to read the reviews. I think you really look at, you know, what's the majority of them. If they're, you know, you get somebody who's got a 2.8 rating, you probably don't want to talk with them. But if you've got, you know, a person with a, you know, 4.9 rating, and of course they have to have enough people who've rated them, then it might be worthwhile. Because the other thing, when you get two or three people rating somebody, unless they're verified that they actually worked with them, I always worry that it could be them. And then a really negative rating, sometimes it just could be competition just wanting to drag down the contractor. After the break, we're going to talk more about how to find and hire the best contractor for your remodel.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me. I truly appreciate it. We're talking about the 20 tips for finding a contractor for your home remodel. We talked about clearly define your home remodeling project. Number two, ask homeowners in your neighborhood. Get their opinion. Look at online reviews. We're going to move on with that, but before we do,
now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
Yo. Tammy and Michael called me the other day. It's probably a month ago now, and they were looking at actually doing a remodel, and they wanted to talk about financing that remodel. So I thought this was a perfect time to talk about a remodel loan. We have a part of our company called Fix It Mortgage. Find it, fix it, love it, or buy it, fix it, love it. They have several, you know, depends on your house, but you can finance the remodel of a home with a renovation loan. And there's a variety of renovation loans out there. There's the Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae have theirs. FHA has theirs. You know, VA has one. So there are mortgages out there set up to do a remodel. And the benefit of a remodel loan. So let's talk about the different ways you can finance it. If you have a tremendous amount of equity, you could just refinance your home. Let's say your rate's a little high, or even if it isn't, you could refinance your home, put it all into one loan, just as a straight refinance, cash out, get the cash, and then you can hire the contractor, dole out the money, and you're in total charge of the remodel. You have the money, and you decide who, you know, when you pay somebody. That's one way. Number two, if you have a lot of equity, but maybe not quite enough, so you can't get to, you know, you go over the lending limit for cash out, which is 80%, you could do a home equity line of credit. That's another option. Maybe even do it in combination. You do a refinance cash out, then you do a home equity line of credit to get the money you need to do the remodel that you want. Both those options are going to use an appraised value based on the current house before any remodeling is done. Now, if you have a tremendous amount of equity, then that may not make any difference. But if you don't have a tremendous amount of equity, then a renovation loan is your best option, because the renovation loan is going to take the plans and specs of what you're going to do. The appraiser is going to use those plans and specs, and they're going to appraise the property as it is going to be when it's completed. So once the home is done, the appraiser is going to say, this is what the value of this property is. And that's important if you don't have a tremendous amount of equity, or even if you have equity, but you just don't have enough. And remember, on a refinance, straight up refinance cash out, we can only go to an 80% loan to value. So 20% of the equity's got to stay in the house. With a renovation loan, we can actually go in most cases to 95%, and in an FHA, usually 97 or 96.5%. But again, everything is something we have to talk about to make sure it's the right numbers for your exact situation. So that is a great way to do it. My suggestion would be, if you're thinking about remodeling, you want to do some, put your numbers, your estimated numbers together. What do you want to do? What do you think it's going to cost? What do you owe on the home? And, you know, what's your current interest rate? What's your payment? And then go online to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Again, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Look me up. You can hit my contact information and send me information there, so we can connect and we can go through your situation and figure out what's going to be your best option. You can give me a call from there. It has my phone numbers and it also has my email address. So you can email me, you can call me, you can go directly from there, and just fill out the contact information. So that is the best way to look at the renovation. If you're going to finance it, a renovation loan can be an awesome, awesome way to do it, but it may not be the only way. You may be better off just doing a refinance on your home and not doing it. So we want, not doing a renovation loan. So we just want to talk about it. We want to understand it, and we want to make sure that you have all the right information so you can make the best decision for you. But again, we're talking about the 20 ways to find the best contractor. And number four is, don't set a minimum or maximum number of estimates. When you're looking for a contractor for any type of home improvement project, one of the first things you'll hear is, get three estimates. The problem with limiting yourself to three is that you really can't be sure that you're getting a good representation of the options available. The better choice is to get as many estimates as it takes for you to feel like you're making a comfortable, informed decision about a contractor. If it happens to be the first one you meet, great. If not, continue on until you find a highly qualified contractor that feels like the perfect match for your project. And, in today's market, it's kind of hard to find a contractor. So they not only do you want to find somebody that you're comfortable with, but that can do the work in the time frame. You've checked their information, their reviews, that they're good, and you meet with them, you get a good idea, you feel confident in them, then you can go, that's the best way. And I don't know about you, but I'm very busy. So to try to talk to 15 contractors just isn't in the cards for me. I talked to two, and that was it. And I was really already pretty much made my decision before I talked to the second one, but I had already worked with the contractor I'm working with. So it is important to talk to several, get an idea, get a real good understanding, and make sure that you're going to get the work done and you're going to feel comfortable and you're going to be able to work with that person. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot that goes on when you're remodeling or you're doing any renovation to your home. Busy also for a contractor can be a good sign. A reputable, experienced contractor is likely to be in high demand, which means you might have to wait a few weeks or even a couple months to get on their schedule. When you consider that you're making a significant investment in your home, however, isn't it worth waiting for a contractor you trust to do an exceptional job? I agree 100% with that. It's extremely, we tend to, and I'm very impatient. I should clarify, I'm a very impatient person all in all. I want to do things. I want to do it now. I don't like to wait. However, I do know, I have learned in my life, that it does make sense. I don't sacrifice the benefit of a short-term, something done quickly, as opposed to something taking a little bit longer and being done better, or getting the right person to do the work, because it can be very, very, very difficult, especially with a contractor, especially like on a kitchen remodel, like we're doing with them in your house constantly. And you have, many, many people coming and going, and how they take care of your house. It's probably the biggest thing that I have, my main contractor, the one who's setting the cabinets, doing that kind of thing. he came in, first thing he did is protected all my stuff. The demo crew came in, told me they were going to protect all my stuff, and then ripped everything apart without protecting anything. So there's dust everywhere. And their solution was, here's a card to a lady you can call who does cleanup, you know, but they didn't care about my stuff. And, you know, they did a good job of demo for the most part, but that really leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And that was, I met with them. I made a bad choice, but I also was under duress because I had to get it started. And the first one bailed on me. So that's what I had to do. So another is trust your instincts. You know, if there is something to be said for a going with your gut. You and your contractor and the construction crew are going to be, you're going to interact at various points pretty much daily, from the contract drafting and negotiating process to the completion of the home, the work on your home. Make sure you have a good rapport with the contractor. If you get a bad feeling from the start, it could be an indication that the project isn't going to produce a good result. If you get a bad feeling at the start, I would suggest you find a different contractor. You really want to be comfortable with them, and you really want everything laid out. I think that's one of the big problems is we don't lay everything out, so we aren't really 100% sure what's exactly going to happen. And because of that, then we get into, you know, we're upset that they didn't do this or they didn't do that. We thought they were going to do this. They didn't know that. And it's just so much better if you get somebody you can work with, you talk to them. We talk to our contractor pretty much every day, at least every day that he's there, go through it, make sure, you know, we understand what he's going to do. He understands what we want. Ours is very, very laid back. And, he's very easy to work with. Because of that, he just, you know, whatever, it's everything we ask is like, yeah, it's not a problem. And he takes care of it. And he's very good. So it does help. And that's getting a contractor that you really feel good with. Go with a pro. The do-it-yourself industry has become increasingly popular in recent years, and it has inspired everyday people to try their hands at completing projects that are best left to the professionals. The problem for the average homeowner is that it's not always easy to distinguish between true pros and individuals who perform weekend jobs on the side. Ask questions and don't be afraid to demand proof of the contractor's experience and credentials. An experienced contractor will expect this and will be happy to provide the information you need to feel comfortable about putting your home in their hands. I agree. Hire a pro. A lot of people like to do it themselves, and some people can. The lending for a renovation, like renovation loans, you're not allowed to do it yourself. It has to be a pro, because we've learned in the industry that when somebody's doing it themselves, it can take forever and it doesn't necessarily get done correctly. Sometimes it gets done really well, but it can take some time. So if you're going to try to finance it through a renovation loan, you will have to have a contractor. Number 8, ask how long the contractor has been in business. You don't have to look hard to find horror stories from homeowners who have been dissatisfied with the contractor's work only to end up unsuccessfully chasing the contractor through the court system in an effort to recoup money for an incomplete or unsatisfactory job. You hear those stories all the time. Unfortunately, it's relatively easy for a small company to close shop when a lawsuit threatens, only to open up under a new name. A few months down the road, the risk of this happening to you decreases significantly when you work with your contractor that has been in business for several years or even decades. So the longer they've been in business, the better. That doesn't mean you can't hire somebody that's been in short term, but you really want to check them out if that's the case, or, you know, make sure that you know people have worked with them and that they're somebody you think is going to be around, because you don't want them leaving. It's amazing. I'm probably going to not be able to finish this, but it's amazing how you feel like you're in control when you hire the contractor. And when they come in and your cabinets are no longer in your house, and your sink is no longer in your house, and your toilet's no longer in your house, and your laundry room is all in a shambles, you realize how vulnerable you are to this contractor. If they don't show up, what are you going to do? It is amazing. Now at the end, they're vulnerable to you because you haven't paid them yet, or, you know, when they're ready for pay. But at that point in time, I felt pretty vulnerable that, man, if they walk away and they don't come back, man, that could be a disaster for me. Fortunately, they all came back, so that wasn't. But it's one of those things I worried about. So review past jobs. Take a look at the contractor's past project. This is another area where the internet has given homeowners incredibly useful tools for researching potential contractors. Most experienced contractors have a photo gallery of their recent projects on their website. Chances are the contractor can deliver the same results for your home. So, yeah, and I would try to, you know, again, if you know somebody who's had it done, see what they've done in their house and how it went for them. Check the Better Business Bureau and trade organizations. If the contractor has an accredited business with the Better Business Bureau, check its ratings online, as well as the status of with home construction and renovation trade organizations and publications, such as the Guild Quality Qualified Remodelers Magazine. I also found that Angie, which is the old Angie's List, and I has another name too, but I can't remember, Home something. That's a really good place to find people, I have found. What I also have found is every three or four you contact, you only get contacted back by one, but they tend to be very, very solid. If you look at their ratings in there and how they've done, you tend to get, I have had very good luck with that. Number 11, verify insurance, licensing, and permits. Your contractor should be able to provide you with proof that they have the proper licensing to perform home renovation work in your community. It should also possess the required insurance to cover its workers in case someone is injured while performing work on your property. And it should have all the required permits through the local government before beginning the job. And, you know, that's if you're doing a job that requires permits and you get a contractor who says, nah, we can get around the permits, I would find another contractor. That's not a good sign. You want to have the permits. I know nobody likes to pay and have the government know what they're doing, but it's still something that if they aren't going to follow those type of rules, I would recommend that you find another contractor. Ask about check-ins. A home remodeler is not a set it and forget it type of project. So as often as the contractor will check in with you as the work progresses, the contractor should have someone in the office specifically assigned to act as a liaison between you and the crew performing the work. My guy doesn't have that, but we're with him every day. So I think if they're there and you have the ability to talk to him daily, or you know every couple of days, I don't see that as you know as long as you have that ability. Otherwise, it does help to have somebody in the office. Get it in writing. It goes without saying that every aspect of your project should be professionally documented. Without a contract, it's your word against the contractors in the event of a dispute about the labor, material, or the quality of the work. An experienced and reputable contractor will offer you a comprehensive contract that clearly explains all the terms for the financing to what happens if you are unhappy with the work. Price isn't everything. If you're like most people, your home remodeling must fit into certain budgets. Although it's perfectly normal for price to be a prominent factor in your choice of contractors, it shouldn't be the only factor or even the most important one. In fact, I took the most expensive contractor because I knew he was good. Be specific about the financing. Know exactly who's doing the work. So you're going to have these people in your house, know who's doing the work. And ask about the materials up front. If they're going to be painting your house, what kind of paint are they going to be using? You know, it's one of the things that drives me crazy. You pay all this money to have somebody paint your house and they use cheap paint, but the highest cost of painting is labor. So use the very best paint so you don't have to do it very often. So you want to make sure they're using high quality products. Who will be at your home while performing the work? That's important. And know what happens if you're unhappy. So find out what they're going to do if you're unhappy. How do you solve that dispute? And those are the 20 tips that I have for finding the right contractor. I can tell you, I just went through it, and it will help immensely if you follow those tips. Join me next Saturday right here on Freedom 95 at 3:30 as I discuss today's four key trends in our real estate market here in Indianapolis.